is Brennan.
Hi, Brennan. It's Tina from Local Splash. I was following up regarding your account and the past due balance.
Yeah, I'm actually talking to some people about that, and I'm going to have to get back to you.
My only concern there is that in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 9th. So right now, you're only past due for February 9th, but in 3 days, it's going to reoccur another charge, and it's going to continue to do so until this settles and eventually affect your business and your credit. Now, a lady called me after we spoke last, and she accused us of copying and pasting her work, and she ended up hanging up on us. But, again, I went to the technicians to see if anybody else had access to the Google page, and I don't know who she is, but she doesn't have access to the Google page. It's just us that does.
So that's my SEO and web developer and marketing person, and they said, absolutely, you guys took their property and redistributed it with what looked like some kind of AI generated. So it was probably harming us because you were seeing multiple posts. So,
well, no, that's what she says, but we weren't copying and pasting or using AI for anything. So, you know, that's what she wants to tell you because she's worried that you're going to, you know, probably quit working with her. But it does show on your Google business page that there are no other people on it. There's just us managing it for you. So that's what I was confused because you've been working with us for a year, and let's say that you hired them since us and they're a Mickey Mouse company and they don't know what they're doing.
I had them before you guys, and I didn't realize I was quote-unquote working with you guys. Because when they were requesting access, you guys were requesting access to my Facebook, like right after I agreed, or I misunderstood the scope of what was happening. I thought this was like a localized targeted thing. And then when he started asking for my Facebook, I was like, well, hold on. Let me talk with these people who developed my web page. I've been working with them for 5-6 years. So ask them, like, hey.
Well, they must have a duplicate page then, because there's no one else listed as a manager on here. It says that you added us as a manager on. They have what?
I didn't add.
It says on 10/10 of 2024, Google business page, client added us as a manager. 10/14/2024, Google business page optimized, edits pending. And then on 11/25/2024, it says Google business page optimization complete. And then since that, we do the daily updates, the content creation, the manual submissions. Every time Google changes the algorithms, we go in there and make sure that we keep you updated to ensure that you don't fall off the first page. So that's the confusing part. I could see if we saw another company on there that was also doing work, but that's why I asked that department, is anybody else listed on there? And they said no. So I think that they could have created a duplicate page, and maybe they're managing the duplicate page, but that's only going to hurt you because, you know, you're only supposed to have one Google business page. Unless it's set to a different address or something. Ours is set to Houston. It's the one with the eight Google reviews with a 5-star rating. That's the one that we're managing.
Right. And that's the one, that's the only one that I know exists. I don't know anything when it comes to technology. That's why I outsourced everything to Chris, like, and his wife. She does the digital design and he does like the SEO stuff. And I've had them for 5 or 6 years. They set everything up. It's like they created the page, they created the email, they created everything having to do with Patriot Windows Houston. And yeah, so I'm trying to figure out exactly what's happening, because it doesn't seem to me like, honestly, when you called me and told me that I had something past due, or maybe it was through a text or email, but when I heard that I had something past due, I'm like, what is this? Like, I don't even know what this is. So I went back and looked, and I said, oh, this is that service, and I can't believe that I've been paying for it for this long.
So, you've been with us for a while, definitely.
Well, yeah, for like a year and a half. So
When I
don't know, I just don't have a great feeling about it.
So what I recommend then, honestly, Brennan, is if you are confident that you want to keep working with Chris and his wife, and again, I don't know what they're doing because I don't see that they're on here, but who knows? There could be something they're doing behind the scenes, but if you're confident that you want to work with them, what I would recommend is then cancel this account and do it now so that it doesn't continue to bill you. Because if you just hold off on it and look into it, I have a lot of people where it ends up affecting their business and their credit, and they start getting reoccurring charges. So I can do something to help you out here, where I can take that one payment of $199 and at least put a $50 credit on it and just charge $149. And then once that pays, I can cancel it. And that way you can avoid the next one that's going to hit in 3 days. So I don't want that to happen to you either. You know, that would be horrible if, you know, you start getting all these payments racking up and you didn't even know that you had this in the first place. We've had some communications with you, though, since then, unless it just slipped your mind. I know busy business owners sometimes are very busy and, you know, they kind of forget about it. But for you, it said that we had a couple of conversations with you since then.
When was the last one?
Because let me look here.
I don't remember who I talked to when I signed up or whatever, but I... we talked pretty regularly right away, and then when it came to that Facebook thing is when I thought that I'd backed out, when I was like, hey man, I'm not interested in this because it's, you know, and I never gave access to the Facebook. So I understand that it came down to the different one not involving Facebook is from our last conversation, but I don't think we talked really at all after the first initial whatever.
You know what? You might be right. I can look into the call history, but I see so many calls, probably more than 30 of them. Called client, no answer, left voicemail, sent mailer, no answer, left voicemail. So I see so many. And then I even see the note where they said that they took the Facebook ads off because they said that you had been unresponsive to that, so they removed that feature. That's the nice thing is you haven't been paying for the Facebook ads or anything.
But I've been paying the $199, and the reason
at that
I stopped answering intentionally because I figured they were trying to keep selling me, and I told the guy that I wasn't interested.
To do an update or something like that. So, yeah, if they call you, usually it's for a reason. They're never going to try to sell you anything, you know, because you already have the service. But,
they called me to sell me the service in the first time. And then when I told them, no, I don't, you know, I'm not going to do this. I don't want to give you access to the Facebook. I've already got somebody handling that. I thought that was it, and then I, you know, because they called me to sell me the first time, I figured they're just continuing to call, and I just forwarded the voicemail or whatever, because, I mean, truthfully.
I see.
My internet leads, that is such a small percentage of my business. Most of what I do is I just contract with larger window companies, and I handle the labor, and so
right.
The website's just kind of, I'm a one-man show. You know, I'm not trying to get inundated with leads. Like, I've been kind of slow building it with that other company, and I get a little bit, but like I haven't noticed any uptick in leads, phone calls, anything coming from my website for window sales. That's why I'm like, wait, what have we been doing? Like I missed a payment for a service, and then, but that service for the last year and a half, I really haven't, it hasn't generated like sales for me, which is the point of the website. So like I don't, and like not even leads. So I don't know.
Yeah, that's why we have a client dashboard, Brennan, and, you know, we've emailed you the credentials to it because that stores everything. So I don't know if you recall, but when we spoke the other day, I was telling you that since you've been with us, your company has been found on the first page of Google 2,774 times, and you've had 399 Google actions, which include clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So some people will even download the Local Splash app because once you log into that, you can actually see all the activity in real time. So,
yeah. So
let me just see if I sent you this because I might have screenshotted it and sent it to you in an email. I just don't remember. So I'll search my email and see if I did. But for you, I mean, if your intention is to just stick with that other guy and his wife, I would probably settle this and cancel it and don't worry about downloading the app or anything because why have an app on your phone if you don't have the service anymore? But if you do ever decide to continue, then definitely use the app because it's very – yeah, I sent you an email on February 20th, and it has the screenshots of your results in here. So that you can see it. I also put a screenshot of the people listed as an owner and manager of your account on your Google business page. So I didn't see another company on there. I just saw that Local Splash was a manager on there. So I sent that to you so that you could see it. That's straight from the Google business page login.
I've got no idea. Technology.
Here, let me do this. I'll go and find that email February 20th, and I'll just forward it to you again so you don't have to look through a bunch of old emails. You can just look at the freshest one that comes through, and you'll see it.
I think I've got it.
Yeah, the one that says your Google Local Splash account, right?
I got your outstanding balance. Okay, your Google Local Splash.
Mm-hmm. That's the one that has the screenshots. I put, here's a screenshot of your Google business page owner and Local Splash as the manager. And then the second one here.
So they just operate as me, primary owner, because they're the ones that started up the Patriot Windows Houston thing.
So I'm surprised that they didn't even know until we spoke that Local Splash is on there as a manager. How would they not have gone into your Google business page for the last year and a half and see that we're listed on there too? You know, it's kind of strange. We can see, because we're on there daily, we can see you're listed as owner, which is them operating as you, right? And that we're the manager, but how come they didn't know that? They must have not been doing anything on your Google business page. You know what I mean? But if you want to be confident and just know that you're getting the best of the best of the service, you know, what you could do is settle the balance, cancel this, and then if your activity dips down, then you'll say, oh no, it probably was Local Splash that was doing the programming because how come my activity dipped down, you know? And then you could always call us back to reinstate it. So, but yeah, I really don't know how they couldn't have seen since what, October of 2024 that we've been listed on there as a manager.
Well, they might
one of the first things
that
you see when you log into it. It's the first thing.
Right, and again, they might have noticed that because, you know, I told him, I called them and asked them, like, hey, what do you guys think about this, back when the whole Facebook thing came up. And they were like, they recommend, they're like, well, that's kind of what we do for you. Like, you know, you're free to do what you want, but blah, blah, blah. So they were aware of you guys, and maybe they just assumed that I hired you to do the,
well, it's,
you know what,
not,
I mean? So
it's
maybe
not
that's
good
why
advice, though. You know what I mean? Because if you told me the primary owner isn't really me, it's another SEO company acting as me, I would have been the first one to tell you, if you have two SEO companies working on the same listing, it becomes a conflict of interest and it's probably going to hurt your results and probably you'd be better off to cancel one of them. That's what I'm telling you now, and that's what I told you.
Oh, right. That's what I...
Right? But for them to say, oh, it's up to you, it's your business, go ahead, you know, that's not good advice. They should have told you the truth and say, you know what, you have to pick either us or Local Splash, because if you have two companies working on it, it's going to become a conflict of interest and it's going to hurt you, you know. So, and some companies, you
know,
they just don't know the best. They don't know what the best practice is. And, you know, maybe it's not their fault. I don't think they did anything deceitfully. You know, often those smaller shops, they don't have a premier partnership with Google like we do. So maybe they just didn't know. But I'm also sending you a copy of some of the posts that we've been posting for you so you can see the pictures, the description. You can see that we've been putting this together, not AI or not copying it from them. These are posts that we've been making for you on your Google Business page. So I'll screenshot it and I'll reply to the same email so that you can see it. Excuse me. And then... do you think you want to do that for now just so that you can, you know, not worry about this reoccurring charge? If you're not certain, what you also could do is pay the past due balance of $149, which I'm adjusting for you, and you could also put it on a seasonal hold for up to 90 days. So you could do that while you figure things out with the other company. But it sounds to me like they're almost friends of yours or something, and you'd probably be more comfortable sticking with them, right?
Yeah,
if that's the case, then I would probably just, you know, get rid of the whole nine yards now.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't say they're friends of mine, but I've worked with them on multiple businesses for...
Oh, so you've had a long-standing relationship with them.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you look at the email that I just sent you, you can refresh. You can see that the one that we created for February 11th, it didn't post because your account was already in suspension as of February 9th. But the one on February 4th went through. The another one on February 4th, January 29th, January 28th, January 22nd, January 21st. You can see these different posts that we've been putting on your Google Business page with the description and the call to action.
All right. Well, let's just go ahead and get it canceled. You said you'd do it $150 on the payment.
Yeah, I'll put that credit on there for you, Brennan, because I feel bad. I didn't know that you had it all this time and you didn't know. So I'll do that for you as a courtesy. And then you'll get a confirmation in a couple of minutes that it's canceled. That way you don't have to worry about any further charges. And then my only question would be, is it still the Alamar Drive address for the billing on the new card?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
All right, it's 4427.
Okay.
4221.
Got it.
3388.
Okay.
7417.
And expiration?
0231.
And the code?
914.
Okay. So let me get that final payment settled for you, and then I will cancel this, and you'll be good to go. If you change your mind in the future and you ever want to come back, just call us, but at least this is going to be done for now. You won't have to worry about it. So let's go and do the cancellation. And I'll put competition because you're working with someone else, because I have to select a reason. And then, okay, so I got the green light on the payment. That went through. And then I also got the confirmation that it's been canceled. So you'll have an email in a couple of minutes that has your cancellation number for your reference, okay?
All right. Thank you, Tina.
All right. Oh, you're welcome, Brennan. I enjoyed talking to you, and have a really nice weekend coming up too, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Thanks. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Okay, bye-bye.